honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Renee said, I'm a cook for show. What's going on, Van? What's going down?
Oh, nothing, little sister. Not a whole lot. Same old, same old.
Well, you know, it's been a great day. Now, listen, what I want to ask you about before we get into this, because I'm trying to, you know, all the talk show hosts that we have come on, our sisters, will press one so we'll know that that's them. And if my nieces want to say something, they can press one and we'll know it's them. But they say it's a hurricane coming, girl. Are you ready for this hurricane?
You talking about me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready because, I mean, the only thing I worry about is my family in Houston, but I'm ready. I'm in East Texas.
Well, I'm going to hunker down.
Yeah, because you know, in Houston, it's something serious when that in hurricane season. Because I've been worried plenty of times, especially about my children being out there, and that's a lot of water.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Houston is a ditch anyway, a pond, a lake, or whatever you want to call it, and it just fills right on up. Galveston is going to get it real bad, you know, but they claim, just like I tell people, don't be listening to these weathermen here in Houston. They don't know what's happening, you know. Then, you know, they claim that by the time it gets our way, it'll be fizzling out, but we've encountered Ike and Harvey. We know what fizzle out means. Fizzle out to us means you understand me. We're going to need a canoe and a boat and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we're going to need a canoe or a boat.
I'm just hoping that everybody who stays, you know, who waits it out, I just hope everybody comes out safe.
Yeah. I believe that everything's going to be all right, you know. I'm looking out right now. It's supposed to be storming right now, but the sun is shining.
Yeah.
The sun's shining right now outside. That's what I tell people in Houston. You want to be prepared for Houston weather, just always have you some rain boots. Always have you a little sweater, a little sundress. Always have you some shorts. You know, have you something for every season. Because it'll start off in the morning sunny, and then by the evening it's partly cloudy. By the middle of the night it's freezing cold. When you get up in the morning, it's flooding. You just don't know what's going to happen. You just got to be always ready. It's my motto. If you're going to live in Houston, just be ye always ready. All right. I see some callers on here. I'm waiting on my sisters to identify themselves so we can go ahead and get this show on the road. Last week we talked about loving yourself, which is a very, very good topic, and how important it is for you. How important it is for you to be self motivated, get your day started off on the right foot. Like I always say, you know, however you start that day, that's how that day is gonna go. You gonna have stuff come against you in that day. Oh my God, believe me, it's gonna be some stuff that come up. But if you start that day and you say, okay, today I'm going to have a good day. I hear so many people say, oh, if it ain't one thing, it's enough. I'm like, dog, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, but it's how you start it. It's how you start it off, you know, so.
Yeah.
What do you think about the topic we talked about last week?
As far as loving yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said last week, I mean, that means a lot, you know. And you loving yourself opens you up to let other people love you. Because if you don't love yourself, you know, it's kind of hard. You're always thinking that nobody else loves you, you know. But as long as you love yourself, whether somebody else loves you or not, you know, it don't matter because your life isn't going to stop. You know, your ambitions aren't going to stop. You know, you're going to keep doing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah, it's like, and I agree with you wholeheartedly because that means that you're not, your foundation is not set up on somebody else's approval or somebody else's word or somebody else's support. And that's where the danger comes in at. A lot of people won't move forward unless everybody's supporting them or everybody agrees with them or everybody is on their team. You have to, like I said, build that foundation on what you believe about yourself, which, my God, you got to do it. let me stay right there for a minute. What you believe about yourself. This right here can present challenges for some people. If you do not believe in yourself, let me just say that again. If you do not believe in yourself, it does not matter who believes in you. It does not matter who doesn't believe in you. If you don't believe that you can achieve the goals that you have in your head or you that you want to, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it, regardless if your cheerleading team is there or not. If you don't believe, because if we could just get to the root of the matter, a lot of people who depend on other people to support them or want other people to give them, what is that, give them confirmation or whatever it is. A lot of those people really don't, they lack confidence, you know, in their vision themselves. I'm a crazy person.
Right.
I believe that if it came to my mind for me to do it, I just believe I can do it. I just get on out there. You know, the only thing I could do is, you know, it could either go good or it could go bad. I mean, or it couldn't, or it won't go at all. You know, but I'm going to get out there and I'm going to try. You know, one thing my dad always said, you know, he said, don't say can't. You don't know what you can't do. You know, you don't know what you can do. Don't be around here talking about what you can't do. So I never tell people, oh, I can't do that. Unless it's keep your kids.
Unless it's something I don't want to do. that goes against them's grain. No, I can't do it. But it's not because I can't physically do it or with my mind do it. It's just that I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. If you call me, it's like my kids call me. Mama, can you take me over here? Okay, wait a minute. When? I need to be over there by such and such time. How long did you know you had to be at this? Okay, I'm not going to do it. Okay, so, I can't do it. No, I won't do it. That's what I'm going to do after that. No, I can't. I just won't. I'm not doing it. Last minute stuff, not doing it. But, back on topic, if you believe in yourself, okay, if you believe in yourself, believe me, you can achieve more than you have ever achieved in your life. You do not need a cheerlead section. You do, and then a lot of times we're already successful, but we want somebody to tell us we're successful. You know, we think the level of success has to do with being up there being where P. Diddy is or being, you know, I guess, put on a pedestal by a lot of different people that you have made it, you are successful. Success has to do with how you feel, here we go again, about you. What have you accomplished? What have you worked towards and have you accomplished it? You know?
Have you accomplished it? That's successful, because if you set a goal out for yourself and you accomplished that goal, you did everything that you wanted to do, leading up to that accomplishment or to it being finished, then that's an accomplishment.
That's an accomplishment. And I believe in taking responsibility for where you are in your life. That's how I feel about it. You know, I hear people, oh, my mama did this and my daddy did this and my daddy. Listen. Take responsibility for where you are in your life. That's the first, and here we go. That's one of the first steps in being productive in your life. If you never take responsibility for where you are, you're not going to get further than where you are. You're going to think you are. You know what I'm saying? But you're going to keep reverting back, you know, to that place of my mama did me wrong, my daddy did me wrong, I ain't where I need to be because my mama didn't teach me how to do this. But listen, let me tell you something. We are in Google age right now. In the Google age, you can learn anything. in the YouTube age, you can learn anything, okay? There is no reason for anybody to be using anybody as an excuse to not achieve the things that you need to achieve in your life, you know. But some of us love to have that crutch. We love to have that We love to have that person or that issue to use as an excuse of why we're not where we need to be. You get what I'm saying? So you have to shed all that stuff out. Take responsibility for where you are, what you allowed in your life. That sounds harsh. That sounds harsh.
Nah, but that's really what that is, because at the end of the day, you know, that's the past. And you can't change it.
Yep.
You can't do anything about it. All you can do is accept it and move forward. Figure out how to move forward. And move forward.
Yes. And move forward. You know. I just hate to hear conversations like that, because I could have used, and I'm just being real, you know. Like people say, pick me. I could have used a whole lot of stuff as an excuse. But I don't do that. I take responsibility for every place I'm at in my life. Because I don't want to ever be stagnant in my life or at a standstill in my life and can't figure out why I can't move forward. So some people call me cold-hearted and you don't have no feelings. It's not that I don't have no feelings. It's just that I like to move forward. So if I find myself at a place to where I don't feel motivated, or I can't move forward, or feel like, because you can move forward, I feel like then I have to evaluate where I am. I got to see what I allow to get in the way, and then I got to take responsibility for allowing myself to get in that position. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like they have to tell you and tell you, no, I'm not that kind of person. I don't need nobody to tell me what I did to get myself in the positions I was in, okay? Stand up and I say, you know what I'm saying? Because first of all, how can you be productive if you are a person who never takes responsibility for your life? Which brings, mm-hmm. Zam, remember the show we just did, how to get motivated, you know?
Yeah, it all ties into the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All of it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, waiting on my sisters. I press one so I know it's you, because we got a lot of callers on the line. But, you know, school has started definitely. Let me see. Is that Pam? Mm-hmm. Please press one if you are a sister, if you are if you would like to say something, make a comment. You can make a comment on taking responsibility. You can make a comment on staying motivated. You can make a comment or whatever your mind is on the topic that me and my big sis are talking about tonight. You know, because it's very important, especially our family is in a time where we are expanding, we're growing, we are we're getting ourselves prepared for a lot of things, and I think that in that it's a lot of when you decide to merge and do things together as a family, you know, everybody is learning new things about each other. Everybody is, it's fascinating to have different conversations with different family members, where their mind is, things that they have done to achieve different things in their lives, you know, things that you want to do, things that you've been wanting to do, and you just needed that, you know, how they rub them paddles together, them, and they put them on your chest, and they say, clear,
clear,
yeah, do what they say, I don't know, ready or whatever, 1, 2, 3, anyway. But they wake you up out of that sleep so that you can get into a place. So you get into a place where you can start, you know, doing some of the things you always wanted to do. You know? So I'm excited about that. Crystal, are you on the line? Is that Pam? Is that Jessica? I just need to know who that is so we can go ahead and, you know, click it on it. Just press one, please.
You know, if it's Jessica, she's not going to click in.
That's true. That is true. Well, I'll tell you what we do. We'll take a break. We were going to play country tonight. Let me see. Let me check my email again. See if we have it. We're going to play. We're looking forward to playing country on our podcast. But until then, we'll talk a little bit about Marcel Casanova. I was hoping that he called in. That's our brother. We call him Nate. You know. But let me tell you something. When I talk about music, producing, Zydeco, R&B, just a very gifted, talented brother. He produced my first project, Joy to Me, you know, gospel album, and I really enjoy working with him, of course. And I mean, so I look forward to an opportunity to talk to him live on the show. But until then we're going to take a break, give some siblings some time. Go ahead.
Okay. That'll be just fine, ma'am.
Okay. All right, y'all listening to 5926 Central with none other than, I guess it's just J&Z today. Let's move on. This right here, say, you can have it your way right here on 5926 Central.
Seasons come and it is gonna last.
Welcome back. Of course, it is your host, J&Z. We're going to try to get C, P, and J on here as well, but let's just keep it moving. Oh, my God. We have a plethora of people on the line. Now, I want somebody to press that one and come on and talk to us tonight. This is the Cook family. The Cook girls are on here representing like it go 5926 South Bridge. We used to always say, you know, my daddy is at 5926 South Bridge. My mama is at 5926 South. I don't know who you think you're talking to. You understand me? Oh, Lord. Man, Zen, we had some good times in that old house, huh?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Man,
it was, Daddy put so much of himself into that house that I really hated to see it go.
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, we were going to either watch it get knocked down or watch it fall down. I mean,
yeah.
Either way,
yeah,
you know, yeah. I ain't gonna go further with the house thing, but yeah, memories, man. Let me see what I can pull out of my hat with these memories. My God, let's see. Oh, so many. Oh, my God. I remember that time that, was it Chris or Billy? No, it was Chris this time. He was going to get a whooping. He took off for that back gate. I remember, I remember the whooping say, hey, man, don't you run. Don't run. Oh, my God. I don't know why my brother started thinking I'd run my daddy. Oh, my God. Then
well,
why?
Because daddy was so much older. And we,
right.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't think he had it in him myself. But we learned that day.
Well, oh, yeah, he said, you're going to learn today. Don't run. Do it. But you know what? The older he got, this is what he, because I remember he said this. I don't know if it was a Billy or all of us. He said, you know, you run, I'm not going to chase you. Because he was cleaning them guns. Yeah. You know? My dad used to clean. Zan. Come on, tell him about it. I don't want people to think I'm lying. He'd sit in the middle of the living room cleaning guns. It was a norm for us. Other people was like, is he cleaning the guns? And just like he cleaned fish on the front yard. Let's just be real about it. And shoot squirrels out the trees. I wouldn't advise people to do it today, no telling what these squirrels on the day. But for real.
Yeah, there were a lot of memories. And it was like our house was the neighborhood the neighborhood kids' house, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of the neighborly kids, you know, they came over and stuff, and for all intents and purposes, you know, it was a pretty good spot.
Mm-hmm.
We never had any had any serious issues, you know, as far as the neighborhood we were living in while we were staying there. So it was a pretty good spot.
Yeah, it's a pretty good spot. And now, don't get me wrong, there were some shifty characters that came on that basketball court.
Yeah, but that's what basketball courts do. That's what they draw. They draw everybody, all different types of people.
Yeah. And plus, we had a couple of dogs back there that'll get you right on together. If you had some issues, but me and Billy used to. But I'm gonna tell you, me and Billy used to take us to the court. Now I can't do it now. I'm retired, but. We used to play that old basketball, you know. We used to, you know, he was like, I'm going to get my little sister. Y'all go ahead and get y'all something. Get my little sister. They thought they was going to win. Didn't go down like that. But that was back in my heyday, you know. Wouldn't dare get out there right now. I mean, I could go out there. I ain't going to run down the court because that would be ridiculous. But, you know, I hit a couple of shots or whatever. You know, let's move on. Let's move on. You know, I want to get depressed and dwell on it or nothing like that. But anyway,
really.
I won't want to do it. Then I saw some people go. Listen, people been posting all day long. Listen, you know, first day of school. Let's be real about it. First day of school, Facebook is overloaded. I'm talking about before the new normal. Facebook is usually overloaded with pictures of people's children in their uniforms headed to school. Okay, this year was a little different. It was a little different. I went through the Facebook page looking on purpose for people to post pictures of their children. And, I'm going to tell you what I saw. What I saw was something that you just wouldn't think you'd see. I saw people. Jesus, get up there. I saw these two little babies. They was dressed for school and everything. And their mama had them on a face shield. She had them on a mask. She had them on rubber gloves. She had them on. I was looking for their backpack. Had their backpack. But she had them covered. I just said, get the hazmat suit. Don't they come in kid sizes? The hazmat?
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sure they do. Put that baby through there.
Did they have
but
a
you have to put a pair. But I would think, this is what went through my head. I was like, first of all, look at this baby. This baby don't know whether to duck. Oh, this baby don't know what to do. The baby got the face mask on. The baby don't know where they headed for to school. Why didn't you homeschool the baby? This is what I want to say to the parent. Why didn't you just homeschool the baby? You got the baby. The baby got the plastic. The baby already got to wear glasses. You know, the baby got the new little glasses on for school, and you got the clear face shield on the baby. You understand me? I'm tripping. I'm looking, I'm investigating, because I'm like, where the baby backpack at? Baby ain't got no backpack on. You understand me? You need to say it. You need to keep that baby at home. Baby got on little gloves. Where did you find them little gloves? I mean, little bitty, little teeny weeny gloves. Baby got the gloves on.
Teeny weeny.
Oh, my God. I had never seen, listen, I've seen adult rubber gloves, you know. But the baby got you didn't put that baby in them little bitty gloves. Them baby don't know why you don't want, you know. Mama, why I'm wearing gloves in the summertime, Mama? Why? Why? I want to ask my mama the same question. But both of the babies was headed off to the schoolhouse, you know. They was fully equipped. And I said, they need to just Amazon, probably. I already got the hazmat suit. You know, Amazon have everything. And Amazon probably already got the baby hazmat suit, the toddler size hazmat suit, and they got the elementary hazmat, probably got the junior high hazmat, you know, because hazmat got us. You can't have small, medium, large really with us. But a hazmat suit, when the whole family got to wear one, you got to have it in various, you know, like in juniors and senior size. And, you know what I'm saying?
Husky. Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But the whole thing is this year. I'm just sitting back and holding my breath and just waiting, like, to see how this is going to go. Hopefully, it's a lot better than I think.
I hope so. Because this college, they closed this college campus. They sent some kids back home because a big outbreak happened, you know, on this college campus. I can't recall the name of the college, but they sent them, no, they did a, not, they didn't send them home, they did a quarantine. Like a place they were sending them. It's like something out of a movie, like a sci-fi movie. You can't go home.
Yeah.
You can't be on the campus. We're sending you to a facility. They Donald Trumped them. They Donald Trumped them. You know, we're going to send you over. Let me quit. We're going to send y'all over. You cannot see your parents anymore. You understand me? You know, you're going to be over here. All because they decided
to
do it.
Yeah,
that's
got to be. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a new normal, though. I mean.
It's a new normal.
COVID
new
is
normal.
Here.
What you think about this? What you think about the sports?
What about it?
How
you know, they're
doing
everything?
Basketball. And...
Yeah, well, the basketball, they quarantined them. They quarantined them for a certain length of time before they started playing, and they quarantined everyone who was going to have anything to do with it. You know, the reporters, the commentators, everybody, you know, were in the bubble. So, and
wow.
I think the way they have it set up is, I mean, it's pretty decent. You know, they have multiple courts that they could play on that they switch out on, and they have where they're taking off the decals and putting the other team's decals on, you know, depending on who's quote-unquote home and not. But, I mean, that's their house for the season. And, I mean, it's almost over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost over, so... So, I mean,
did you
that makes
did you
sense.
See
everybody that has to do anything with the NBA, you know, put them in a bubble, quarantine everybody together? Go ahead.
Speaking of bubbles, did you see the backpack bubble for the children? It's
oh
a backpack
my gosh.
Bubble.
Okay, you have taken it too far.
I didn't do it. I promise I didn't do it, Big Sis. I didn't do it. People did it. It's a backpack bubble. It's where you put the kid put their backpack on. The bubble go over their head and all the way down to their waist. It's a backpack bubble.
Wow.
You understand me?
No. I hadn't seen
Don't that. Ask me. Don't ask me how they breathing, because I'm gonna say breathing, because it's ghetto. I don't even know how they gonna market this thing, but the bubble. Listen, you know where the backpack is on the kid's back. The bubble extends from there, goes over the kid's head, and all the way down to their waist.
Hmm.
Okay. Now you know, when I was in school, if you tell somebody that you've been in a bubble, you know what I'm saying? I was in a bubble. Listen, when I was a kid, I was in a bubble. It just didn't work out well for you with having friends. Okay?
Yeah.
All of this, that's why I say, why don't we just homeschool your kids? Come on now. Homeschool them. And
yeah.
Stop playing. Man, you got backpack, bubble, hazmat suits. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I'm grateful that all of mine are adults and I don't have to worry about that. But then I have my grandbabies, so.
I'm just trying to be a positive-minded person. I just know that kids are cruel.
Yeah.
And they're going to find that person. They're going to find that little baby in that bubble. They're going to find that baby who mama said, no, baby, we're going to go high-tech and send you in a bubble. The other baby's going to have on face mask and face shields, and he's going to be in a backpack bubble. And guess what? They're going to let him have it. I'm just saying. Might be the safest thing to do, put him in a bubble. But it might not be safe for their self-esteem, all I'm saying. Now, I've had a wonderful show. How about you, Z? We're going to let it go today. How about you? You had a wonderful show?
Oh, yeah. It's always good. Always good.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I got to check my old email. Go ahead and sign off for it. We'll call it a night and get with these good, fine people next week. First, let me say to everybody, we want to thank everybody that's supporting this show. Our ratings are very, very good for the show. I always like to give a shout-out to our fans, our listeners, to everybody that tunes in to hear what, because you never know what you're going to get when you tune into the show, okay? So I just want to say hello, everyone. Thank you for your support. To those of you that are on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Deezer, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, the website, wherever. We're on about 10 or 12 different platforms. We just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and sign out for a Zam.
Yeah, that's a very heartfelt thank you. As usual, had a great time tonight, and can't wait to see you guys next Monday at 7 p.m.
All right. And I can say ditto. I look forward to talking to you all on the next show. We promise to have something good to talk about. Definitely going to have something good to talk about because these babies are in these bubbles going back to school. So I definitely want to see these Facebook pictures of these babies. Now, if you got your baby sitting at a picnic table outside, you know what I'm saying, me only coming in the house for lunch, you know, let me find out. Put that baby in that AC. Let that baby get the learning. In the AC. You don't want them to interrupt your stories, you know. But you let that baby in the house. Get that baby off that back porch. You understand me with the fly. Yeah, I know y'all be doing that old crazy stuff. Get that baby in the house. We love you all. We'll talk to you next Monday, 5926 Central, with the Cook Girls. And remember to be a family no matter what here from Sister Cook.
God be the glory for the great things that he has done.